On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll also say this about the Niners. Remember earlier I was talking about, like, I think the offense needs to look good. And maybe this is just kind of our own head being just, you know, buried in the weeds on all of this stuff. But the Ayuk thing coming out when it did, and the position that he plays, and sort of the, it might be a wispy one, but the cloud that it sticks over the organization. Got a big Monday night game, and your entire Saturday press conference is about a receiver who's not here and is not going to play all year long. That's not great. That's another reason why I think it would be great for Pearsall to have a nice night. It would be great for the offense to come out and in a very early fashion kind of make sure that what I think is a very educated crowd is not thinking about Brandon Ayuk. We did a show today, and a lot of it was about Brandon Ayuk. We had a football game to play tonight, and a big one to get to 8-4. And so I think Niner fans go into the building with, you know, excitement, but a little bit of a negative feeling about a confusing situation. And it would be a very smart thing for the 49ers to just wipe any bad vibes out of the building right away.
And just show your fans and the nation that you're real. Just be real.
Yep.
Like, you've got Carolina here. You're a 7.5-point favorite. And honestly, your offense is healthy enough to where you have no excuses. Carolina's defense is not very good. So just come here at home and do what you do. Win the game decisively, and send a message to the rest of the NFL that you're probably not the best team in the conference, but you are a team, you're a playoff team, and you're a team that comes in at home and handles its business.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the Panthers, too, and there's been so much talk this year about the 49ers' schedule and about how it's an easy schedule, and that's why they're still in it. There is some validity to that as well. I look at who the Panthers have been able to beat so far this year. Last place schedule.
Chicago, same thing.
They really only had one win that would, at least at the time, it would raise your eyebrows and go, well, what happened there? That's surprising. It's actually the game that knocked me out of my survivor pool. They went to Lambeau Field.
Oh,
not the 95-70
game. Oh, you're
game
still
one.
In that
we're
one.
Still, we're all still in it. Nobody can shake anybody. It's actually super annoying. I'm like, the season's going to end soon. We got to wrap this up. Anyway, Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Panthers won that game. Weird game. Statistically, they were totally outplayed. But Jordan Love makes some mistakes. Packers make some weird calls. Bryce Young only threw for 102 yards.
Yeah.
But they win a football game. Outside of that, they've been able to beat Atlanta twice. They outscored Dallas at a time where Dallas was really not doing well. They beat the Jets. They beat the Dolphins. Those are their wins. That's how this team has gotten to 6-5. When they've gone up against good teams this year, they've gone to New England. They played Buffalo. If you want to give Jacksonville the title of good team, when they've played those teams, they have lost by double digits every single time. Niners, if you're one of those teams, you do my man Dibs a favor and you win by double digits.
You handle your business. Yeah. And, you know, we did the whole thing before the season started. Like, who's the most likely last place team to go last to first? And we all kind of agreed it was the Niners. And as you look now, it's probably not going to be the Niners. It's New England. New England was last year.
No question.
And the other team that may have a case is Chicago. They were the other team that finished in last. And also,
just wild.
The Panthers were tied for last, but I think that they got the tiebreaker, so technically they were third last year. But you're going to have multiple last first.
It happens every year.
Almost.
It happens almost every year. And, yes, the New England Patriots have all of the characteristics of being for real. They win on the road. They win ugly. Drake May's been fantastic. They've got a game in hand against the Bills. So, yeah, I think that's the one this year. But the Niners will probably end up in the playoffs if they win tonight. All right, great stuff. Niners coming up here shortly. We'll keep working our way toward that. Don't forget, the Warriors play tonight against the Utah Jazz. So Warriors Live is in an hour. In fact, why don't we go ahead and get that started right now? Let's officially start getting ready for the Warriors game. All right, and out to the River Islands guest line on the line, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. It's Nick Friedell, of course, everybody. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Dubs hosting Utah tonight, and they certainly need a get-right game. But let's get into all of the things going on with Nick before we get into any Portland, Utah, whatever.
Oh, man.
Nick, what the hell's going on at practice over the weekend? Why did Steve sound annoyed? That would be my, at minimum, that's my reaction when talking about the Kuminga situation. That sounded a little different. What was your take?
It absolutely was. I mean, Mark, we're sitting in there listening, and you could tell as soon as Steve started talking about it, you know, the question was, does Jonathan practice? And Steve's answer was, oh, kinda. We didn't go through full scrimmages. We did some live drill work. He didn't participate in any of that. You guys are going to have to talk to him to see what's going on. And you go, huh? Whoa, all right. And my takeaway, and in context, was I think he's just frustrated. Kerr is, because he knows the Warriors not only need Kuminga, but they really could use him in this stretch. You know, that game in Miami where nobody really played. At least of the older guys, that was a prime game for Kuminga. He wasn't available. You know, he's not going to be available tonight. We keep asking Kerr, what's the problem? And he keeps saying it's day-to-day. And then he gets the report back that Kuminga's not feeling well on the floor. So I just think there's some frustration that's been building up. And it was very clear where Kerr stood on all of it as he talked to the media yesterday. But, guys, that was one of the newsiest practices of the year when not that much happened. It's like Kuminga isn't out there. He's nowhere close to being out there. Horford's missing at least a week because of some sciatica issue, and that is very concerning because he hadn't even played that much, obviously, with the not playing both sides of the back-to-backs. And then, Draymond's got a foot sprain. He may not be out there. We're not really sure what's happening there either. He had to get an MRI. So there's a lot going on with the Warriors. There always is. But, Mark, at the top of the list is the Kuminga thing, because I think it's very clear that Kerr thought Kuminga would be out there again by now. And the fact that not only is he not, but it doesn't sound like he's anywhere close to being back out there is very concerning.
Yeah, and they talked about doing imaging, and so I don't know if it's an MRI or an X-ray, but from what I know about tendonitis, it doesn't usually show up on imaging like that. So are you sensing a deeper disconnect beyond the injury factor? Are you sensing that this is maybe a little bit more of a disconnect between what JK wants and what the Warriors want him to be?
Mr. Dibs, I don't think it's hard to read between the lines that the contract negotiations were what they were over the summer. And there was at least a lingering feeling from Kuminga and his agent and some within the team, man, you know, that was tough, but let's start fresh. And then Kuminga played very well to start the season. And everybody was kind of riding the momentum that was that beginning. And then as soon as he didn't start playing as well with the consistency they were hoping to see. The injury happened, and it's really been all downhill from there. So to know for sure before we talk to Kuminga, I think that's all speculative in the moment. But I don't think there's any question. When you hear a head coach in any pro sport go to the podium and say, hey, you're going to have to talk to fill-in-the-blank player, that's when you know there might be some friction behind the scenes. And I think that with what happened over the summer, with the comments that were made, I think that all of that factors into what we've seen in the moment. And when he returns and how he'll be, we'll see. But it's just one more reason for me, guys, and we've been talking about it all season. I just don't know how the relationship is going to get built back up to a point where everybody feels good about where it's all going in the future. And for those first couple weeks, it seemed like everything was in a good place. But the second that the play didn't match up to the expectations on both sides, well, we're right back where we were again. And now we're dealing with an injury. And I think, Dib, to your point, the only person who knows how he's feeling is Kuminga. And if he says he's not feeling right, the Warriors can't put him back out there because they have to trust him. And when you start getting into trust and all those different layers, that's when any kind of friction that's there can kind of come to the surface a little bit more.
What a house of cards. I mean, unbelievable. We're talking with Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, our guy, Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So, Nick, let me swing this all the way to one end of the spectrum and see if you're willing to rule it out. Can you rule out the idea that Kuminga has played his last game with the Warriors?
Oh, wow.
But that would surprise me, Mark.
Okay.
If we got there, knowing what we know, unless something comes out in the next few days where this injury is a lot more serious and they've got to take a different approach, it would surprise me if this is the last game. On top of the fact that I feel like it's been hammered into everybody's brain, January 15th. That's the first day, in theory, that they could move him, given the structure of the deal and everything else. So that would be very much a surprise. But with the way things are going, again, I can only tell you, having been around this team, what the messaging has been. And the messaging all along was, Kuminga, the knees aren't feeling great, but it's a day-to-day thing. And for a week and a half, that's all Steve Kerr kept saying. It's day-to-day. Nobody's really concerned. He hadn't gotten an MRI. Nothing to worry about. And now it's been all this time, and as Kerr said, he hadn't done any scrimmaging. So, I mean, that's the other part to this, and Mark, this speaks to your question. I don't think we're seeing Kuminga for a little while longer, at least. Now, how far that absence goes, we'll see. But there's absolutely a reason that Kerr decided to make at least his frustration on this particular topic known. And I think they're just trying to see what is going on. And until we find out exactly what that is, then all those questions and the question that you asked about whether it could potentially be his last game as a Warrior, all that stuff starts to get dredged up back to the surface a little bit.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is how much of this injury is actually an injury, and maybe I'm triggered by it because look what we've seen in this city. Just in the last 3 months, we had Juwan Jennings with a, air quotes, calf injury, and he sat out camp, and now Brandon Ayuk's knee is, air quotes, not ready. Turns out that was something that they dealt with in July and did away with a bunch of guarantees. Is Kuminga, is there any chance, Nick, that he's actually just holding in right now?
Yeah, Mark, that it would surprise me for this reason. Kuminga knows, And you guys can attest to all of this because you've lived having a conversation on a daily basis, that the players absolutely have his back. It is very clear in the messaging that has been out there since before camp even started. Jonathan, we believe in you. We think you can really help us. We believe that you're a piece of our future and handle your business and your contract however you need to, but we will be here for you. So it would be a surprise, at least in my opinion, if Kuminga was holding in, to your point, because he knows that the players respect him, and he knows that they want him to be there. So if he is doing that, in part, he's doing that as kind of a to the rest of the group, which I don't see. But until he comes out and says, hey, this is exactly what's going on, and there is a feeling of everybody kind of being on the same page more than at least we heard after yesterday's practice, then the questions will linger. And certainly, if you're a fan of the Bay Area teams out here, Mark, to your point, it's happened before in other spots, especially with the Niners. So I get where people are coming from. As we sit here right now, though, I don't think that's the specific case here with Kuminga and the Warriors.
Well, when you look at the specific situation, as you talked about, like, where are we as far as, like, you know, any actual diagnosis or prognosis of the injury? I know he was going to have some imaging. Are they expecting for it to come back and show any real injury, or is this just kind of window dressing?
Gibbs, I think you nailed this before, which is when you have the type of injury that Kuminga has in the moment, usually, again, unless something changes, it's not something you're going to see from an MRI or something else. This is, you go to the player and you say, how are you feeling? And the player tells you, not feeling very good. I'm not comfortable being out there. Okay. So they're going to keep running the tests, and maybe we'll see before this game tonight if something new has happened. But the strange part about all this, again, having gone back in time over the last week, seeing Kuminga take some shots after shoot around and San Antonio and the different places that they've been, is he looks fine. In other words, he seems to be moving without any issue, but only one person can answer these questions, and it's Kuminga himself. And guys, I mean, this is where we remind everybody, athletes are human beings. So if he doesn't feel like he's good enough and feeling well enough to be out there, you got to trust him. But given what happened over the summer, and let's go back into the last couple of years, when you have injuries start to pile up, and when there is a feeling of, no matter what has happened in the past, we need you from a team, which is what Kerr verbalized after Sunday's practice, this is where the feelings start to get to where they're at. So the only thing that can fix any of this stuff always is for the player, in this case Kuminga, come back on the floor and play well. When you play well, all these questions will fade away. When you're out there and you don't play well, all the questions will continue to hover over everything. When you're out there and you're not playing because of injury, the questions are going to get amplified a little bit more. So the Warriors are in a tricky spot. It doesn't help that the schedule has been what it is and they have not played consistently. But to me, this suddenly becomes way more of an interesting story because of the response that came out after Sunday's practice.
No question about it. Nick Friedell with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Utah in town tonight, and Warriors Live coming up here at the top of...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The hour. Nick, what about some more general stuff? I know a lot of us felt, okay, get through this road trip, get home, get in your own bed, schedule lightens up, things will get better. How much of a warning sign is what happened on Friday night?
Mark, it was a really bad loss. It was really bad. And then to walk in the locker room and hear Jimmy go, yeah, we're just not guarding anybody. That is very troublesome. What I would say, though, is I'm not ready to sound the alarms and raise all the red flags yet, because when you look at the rest of the schedule, you go Jazz tonight, the Rockets with no KD Wednesday, the Pelicans over the weekend. That should be 3 wins. I mean, the Rockets are a good team, but without Kevin, you'd think if history is repeating itself with the Warriors, they get up for better teams, at least earlier in the year. They should win these next 3. If you don't win those next 3, and you've already lost 3 in a row coming into this game against the Jazz, then you start to go, uh-oh, what's really going on? Because if you can't pick up these wins where you should at home, then you go back out on the road, and then it's kind of anybody's guess which team will show up. So I am not worried yet. If you're a Warriors fan, but this next couple of weeks is hugely important, because if it doesn't start to click now, you start to wonder, especially as the injuries pile up, when will it with this group?
And that's kind of my question, Nick, about bigger picture. I mean, you're 9-9 and you're the 8 seed, and honestly, the bottom 5 or 6 in the West are kind of an embarrassment, and so you're going to be at least in the play-in, but what's the viability of this team being a legitimate playoff threat? If you've got Kuminga, who's hurt, you've got Al with sciatica, you got Draymond in a foot, you've got a 38-year-old Steph coming up. What's the long-term viability of a team that is already this broken?
Mr. Dibbs, it's why we do what we do to have these type of conversations. Because what I would tell you guys is, if the Warriors are this up and down early in the first half of what we all agreed upon was going to be a 2-year window with Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, all lined up, then you bring in Horford. If you're this up and down halfway through, you got to have some harder conversations if we're still having the same type of conversation 6 weeks from now. I think this stretch is just so, so crucial for the Warriors, because I've always believed, guys, and I've told you as much as we've talked as the season has gotten rolling here, if the Warriors don't do it this year, I don't think you can wave a magic wand and go, all right, well, let's run it back with the generally same cast of characters and everything will be okay down the line. I don't see that. If you are having problems beating some of these teams now, it's not going to get easier in 3 or 4 months. It's certainly not going to get easier next year with everybody a year older. We could be looking at what is the last real chance of this run. Now, everybody take a breath, because I don't think that by any stretch it's all over and done with right now. The schedule has been brutal. They should have won the other night against Portland. They didn't. If you start losing these next couple weeks' worth of games, though, then all the warning signs should be on a 10, because this team was built to win right now. They were built to make a run in the postseason, and the signs early are that maybe that's not going to happen. So I think that part is very fascinating, in that everybody kind of looked at the start of this year and said, all right, we got 2 years, but we're 3 months in, not even, to when camp started, and you're already starting to go, I don't know. I mean, is this team actually that good? Do they have a legit chance, even if things are running full cylinder-wise on every level? So I think the Warriors can still make a little bit of a run. They still have Steph playing at an incredibly high level, but they're not getting the consistency on either end of the floor that you'd like to see from a team that still believes internally that they have a chance to win one more title this year.
So the Warriors will play the Jazz tonight, but they will be shorthanded. There's no Kuminga, there's no Horford, and Draymond Green has officially been downgraded to out for this game. So all three of those are going to be out. You mentioned the defense thing with Jimmy Butler, locker room saying we're not guarding anyone. A few minutes later, Steve Kerr's at the podium and goes, I'm not worried about our defense at all. I think the offense is you know, where my concern is. So what gives there, Nick? Like, I'm curious looking at this right now, and I'm wondering about tension in the room. Why is Jimmy saying we're not guarding anyone, and Steve's over here being like, defense looks fine?
I thought that was very telling, Mark. And what I would tell you is you go back and look at the numbers, and at least coming into Friday's game, the Warriors were 10th in the league in points allowed. So to Kerr's point, defensively, before that Portland game, you go, all right, you know, there are flaws here on this roster, but defense, the numbers show that they can still hang in there. But you're right. When Kerr says that, and then you go listen to Jimmy, and he's like, we're not guarding anybody. That's really where when you're walking out of that room, you're going, all right, let's see how they respond in this week against some lesser opponents. Because Jimmy, through all the years, he prides himself, and he said as much on Friday, Mark, he's a truth teller. You know, if guys aren't working as hard as he is, he's going to get really pissed off. And I think it was frustrating to him that defensively they just let Portland do whatever the hell they wanted. I don't think there's any kind of tension to worry about right now. And winning will solve everything that we are describing, as it always does in the NBA, but in pro sports in general. But again, if we're sitting here next week and they've dropped two of these next three, and you're looking at that road trip where they go to Philly and Cleveland and you get a Chicago game and then a couple more of those extra fill-in cup games, and they're not looking good there either, well, then this thing could get ugly much quicker than anybody could have thought. I still believe, for what it's worth, they're going to win a bunch of these games coming up. They are going to get back on track. They'll figure out whatever's going on with Kuminga, and he'll give them whatever he's got moving forward. But it just goes to show one more time, if you build your team up with the type of high-level veterans that they have, and the injuries start to pile up and the wins don't match up and the younger guys, Pods and Moody and Kuminga, they're not giving you what you were hoping for as far as that next leap goes, well, then you don't have a team that has a realistic chance at a title. And again, this goes back to having much harder conversations at a much earlier point than you wanted to. But I don't think we're there. I think they're going to get things back on track here soon. But we've laid out all the reasons why that may not happen. And if it doesn't, Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob in that front office have to have harder conversations than they ever would have thought heading into the deadline here.
Yeah, Nick, we're up against it here down to the last couple of minutes, but I just want a 30-second answer on this. What's wrong with Buddy Hield, Nick? Come on.
He's not making shots. Flatly. Oh. That's what this is.
That was quicker than 30 seconds. Thank you. Please expand.
He's getting the look, and he's not taking advantage of it. And when that happens with a streaky shooter, you've got problems. But with Buddy, it's all just you get your opening, make it, and it hadn't happened yet so far this year.
All right, so is tonight officially they better win this?
Oh, boy.
Mark, if they don't win this one, you raise every red flag that we got at the station, because right, there are real problems on the way.
Yeah, so the alarm goes off tonight if it's not a W. Nick, great to have you. Great
awesome
insight.
Nick, yep.
As always, thank you.
Always, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, we sure will. That is Nick Friedell, Odyssey Sports NBA insider. Nick Friedell, check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. By the way, this Wednesday, your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you're cruising around day before Thanksgiving, be locked right here because you can check in and win a bunch of great stuff.
It's a win Wednesday.
There you go. Win it Wednesday. Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warriors bobbleheads, and much more. Of course, that again is this Wednesday, 48 hours from now. Every hour starting at 6 a.m. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game.
Can the winning start tonight,
it's
please, Warriors?
Boy, it's like, interesting.
Wow, yeah.
The back and forth already of the Kuminga situation and the way that it might mirror the Ayuk situation is wild to me.
Yeah, it's super wild, and I know that as we get into tonight, more to come, and come tomorrow, we'll either have a win, double win, a loss, a split, who knows?
No Kuminga, no Horford, no Green tonight, but there is Bob Fitzgerald.
Nice.
And Fitz joins us next as we continue to get you ready for tip-off tonight right here on Willard and Dips.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, continuing here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game, and of course, Warriors Live coming up at the top of the hour. Utah in town. The Warriors very much hoping this is a get-right game. Couple days off, got a practice in yesterday, and they're at home against Utah tonight. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And on our guest line is our good friend, Bob Fitzgerald, TV voice of the Dubs. What's going on this afternoon, my man?
Just getting ready for the game. Actually, kind of enjoyed having no planes, trains, automobiles for broadcast Saturday and Sunday, and felt like a human being for a day or two. It was good.
Okay, but no trains, no planes, no Draymond,
yeah,
no Al.
Keep going.
Yeah, how's the front court looking for tonight, Bob?
I think they'll be fine. I mean, it's one of the things with the Warriors is – you can always play the game of who's missing from different teams on a given night and stuff like that. They just have to play better, you know. And it's the big thing at various points of the season has been turnovers. and they showed in beating San Antonio twice and beating Denver and beating the Lakers that they're perfectly capable of not turning the ball over. They're going to have some games like the Portland game where they got out-rebounded, but they were a very good rebounding team a year ago. You know, they're not going to get any taller, but they definitely can rebound the ball, particularly offensively. So it's just a matter of the Warriors just playing collectively just better as a team. And, you know, they're going to be a very good team during the year in a wicked Western Conference. We're going to gather together in April and figure out who's healthy and ready to go among all the teams. And then we're going to have a tournament. And the goal for the Warriors is just to, you know, to be healthy and get into that tournament.
And the good news is the West is pretty bottom weak, so it almost seems like a certainty that they'll at least be in the play-in. But I want to go back to the Portland game, Bob, because it looked like the Blazers got their number again. What did you see as the big problem? Because as you mentioned, they didn't turn it over a bunch. They got out-rebounded by a boatload. But what did Portland do that is going to give the Warriors problems?
Caleb Love.
Who?
Exactly. No, I mean, Caleb Love, undrafted, the game before against Chicago went 1 for 12 and went 0 for 7 on threes, and then against the Warriors decided to have a career-high 26 points. And so that was the difference in the game, is that you have given nights, you know, against Indiana, a guy named Quentin Jackson had 20-something. In Milwaukee, it was Ryan Rollins having, you know, like, this is the NBA. So certain guys are capable on certain nights, and if Caleb Love just has a normal 20% three-point shooting game, averaging 5 points a game, the Warriors win that game pretty handily against Portland. Instead, he bubbled up for 26, and then you lose a nail-biter. So that happens. He was the guy that it rotated out to multiple times, and he kept railing threes in the fourth quarter, and that was the difference in the game.
Bobby Fitz with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Bob, I think that it's clear that both the team and Jonathan Kuminga with this injury, whenever you got an injury that nags and lags, everybody gets frustrated. It's also hard to escape where this story has been, so I get why people's minds are wandering a little bit when Steve sounded so frustrated in talking about this at practice yesterday. What's your read on what's going to happen next? Because this does feel like a little bit more than just an injury, I guess.
Yeah, I don't get into the physical ailments of guys because we got a whole medical staff that does that. So, and even on the TV broadcast, you guys kind of know if someone's out, they're out, and if they're in, we talk about them and they're in the game. So, I think the frustration for fans, coaches, broadcasters, everybody is, you know, you put a team together and when everybody's healthy, you're very excited. Except injuries are part of the game, and so when someone's missing, you're frustrated because you miss them more and need them more. And, you know, particularly when players do different things. Like, the Warriors need some youth and some bounce. And so early in the year when Moses Moody was out, you know, you're like, Moody's out. And he was so good last year. He comes back, has 32 against New Orleans. You're like, Moody's back, you know. So I think for the Warriors, they want all hands on deck. And not having someone who can be impactful like J.K. is a bummer. But at the same time, he's 23 years old, and I think he wants to be out there and play and show out and play as well as he did early in the season, too. So, that's just kind of rub of the green as far as sports is when someone's not in a lineup, baseball, football, basketball, whatever. Like, I'm sure Niner fans, we miss Mark, you know, miss Brock Purdy at various times during the early part of the season and then came back and killed Arizona. Like, hey, Brock Purdy's back, you know, so. It's just one of those type of deals that's sports, and that's where we are kind of in the modern era.
Yeah, and sports tonight will not include Draymond Green, and it won't include Al Horford, and Jonathan Kuminga already ruled out. So when you look at the strength in numbers Warriors for tonight, who do you look at as somebody who's going to have to step in, play more, and play better?
Well, I think, Dibs, a lot of it is not just an individual person. It's like, you know, are you going to not foul three-point shooters? Are you going to not have careless turnovers? Are you going to go bump and go and grab a rebound or box your guy out so someone else can get a rebound? You know, I just think at this team right now, Steph and Jimmy are Steph and Jimmy. They've been great. You have a pretty good idea what they're going to give you on a given night. So the rest of the collective have to kick in to win games. And so if it's Quentin Post with a couple threes or Trace Jackson Davis with rebounds or Guy Santos with an offensive board or Pat Spencer coming in for 8 minutes, like whatever it takes, I'm not putting it individually on top of guys. I'm just saying as a collective on a given night, they've got to help the Hall of Famers. And so, you know, Steph and Jimmy are good enough to be in every game, but to win games, particularly in the West, and you saw how well Utah played the Lakers last night, you know, you're going to have four, five, six guys playing well. And when the Warriors do that, like, look at the two games in San Antonio. It's GP2 hitting two timely threes, you know, and then it's Moody in New Orleans. Like, it's different guys at different times. I'd like to see Buddy Hield kind of, you know, kick in and be Buddy Hield for a game or two because he has not been that kind of double-digit guy off the bench. So there's a lot of guys that I'm looking for, but I can't really kind of pin the tail on who you'd want on a specific night tonight.
Bob, can we take a right turn for a second? I want to know which quarter it is tonight where you're going to go through Kalena's entire basketball reference page.
Wow.
so that everybody knows that he used to play in the NBA. When are we doing this, Bob?
Yeah, I think that's just a little miscommunication that got solved over the weekend. Rick Barry kind of chimed in and, you know, said, "Hey, I thought I was talking to Fitz," because he was down courtside and couldn't see who was on camera. And so I think that, I don't know if he can't discern, you know, my voice versus Kalena's voice or whatever, but, you know, he kind of said, "Hey, you weren't a player." I think he was referring to me on that, to be honest. And, you know, Kalena's like, "I was a player." It's like, uh-oh.
Right.
Uh-oh. I think that was directed my direction. So, you know, kind of miscommunication, much ado about nothing.
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, you've known Rick for, man, longer than even I've known you. You've known Rick for 35, 40 years. That's part of the charm, right, of Rick Barry is some of his brusque takes on things, right or wrong.
No, for sure. He had a talk show on KNBR for years, too. So, no, Rick is one of the 50 greatest players of all time, you know, a huge part of Warrior history. And just, you know, one of the most talented players and has a lot of opinions on a lot of things, and that's great. I mean, that's what sports are. Nobody, you know, and I think in sports, and it, maybe it's just 2025 and how people want to look at everything, everything's got to be a calamity. You know, we're seeing it in college football. You know, they've lost two games in a row. Fire the coach, you know, stuff like that. And it's just one of those where people need to take a breath, man. Sports is supposed to be the fun part of our lives. Let's not let that be life or death on a lot of situations.
Yeah, and you're Irish. I mean, God, Bob, what happened to sportsmanship with what Notre Dame did to Syracuse over the weekend?
Well, we could have beat them 100-0, and we chose to beat them 70-7. So that was sportsmanship because if you look really closely, I played in the third quarter of that game. So
nice.
They had 72 guys in there, including walk-ons that have never taken a snap, played most of the second half because they had beaten Syracuse to, you know, like a drum. So, you know, hey, Syracuse 10-3 the year before. This year they got 70-7. The good thing is, the guys in the gold helmets seem to be pretty good each year.
Bob, did you get a sack in the second half, and will there be a movie about it 20 years from now?
Good point.
Put it this way, if I did get a sack, I've done enough other things in my life, I don't need to make a movie about it.
That's a flex right there.
That's a pretty impressive flex. But if there's a movie 20 years from now that's just called Bobby, I'm going to go ahead and assume that it's you. We'll see what happens. Bob Fitzgerald with us. Hey, you mentioned Buddy Hield, and I think we've all watched. Hell, we watched it last year with him. We watched shooters go through streaky kind of things. Is it that simple with him? What's sort of your read on what's been going on with Buddy this year?
Well, I think that the thing is, you know, let's go helicopter view, and then we'll narrow down here. I knew and told as many people as possible, I might have even told you guys before, when you're playing like 18 games in 31 days in 15 different cities, this was going to be a very janky beginning to the year. There's no two ways about it. So 9-9, kind of how I expected it. How they got to 9-9, a little odd, no doubt about that, because you've had some great wins, you've had some head-scratching losses. But there's no rhythm or rotation or kind of, hey, this is the same thing we're going with night in, night out. So it's Will Richard, it's Moody, it's Buddy, it's Brandon, it's a lot of different guys. So I do think that Buddy is one of those shooters where one or two shots go in, house on fire, here we go, 5-3 is opening night, you beat the Lakers, you know, game 7, 33 points against Houston, you know, Buddy is the reason you moved into the second round. He works so hard and he takes so many shots and he's there the first person every time that will pay off down the road. But I just think he's like about 7-8 guys on the team where it's just been in, out, travel, weird, Steph sick, now he's back, all this kind of stuff is that I almost look at like, okay, 18 games are in the book. Tell me what we got going. Let's start it tonight. Let's finish this homestand the right way. You know, but it's still getting to Jan 1 for me. They're going to play 20 road games in 70 days, and then they're going to play the final 21 road games in 102 days. And if people don't think that doesn't make a difference, then they've never lived an NBA life or don't have a clue as to kind of what's going on with the team.
Yeah, and you've lived more than an NBA life. You've lived, like, multiple NBA lives, quite frankly, with as many years as you've been doing it. And one guy who's not really living that life yet, Will Richard, who came out so great and so hot. What are we making of Will Richard's, and I don't want to say regression, but maybe he's just kind of settling down to where he probably should be as a pro. What do you make of Will Richard in his first not quite 20 games?
I think rookies just do the Richter scale stuff, you know, where it's the beauty of a player multiple years in is consistency, you know, where you have it's odd, you know, for a guy like Steph, I mean, to average 25, you know, to bubble up and have these 40-point games, rarely will you have the Steph Curry off game. The beauty of greatness is kind of consistency. But when you're in your first year, personnel, matchups, the grind, I mean, he's 10 games away from playing his full college season, you know, in 2 weeks. So I think you're going to have really good games, and then you're going to have some games that it's just not there. The nice thing with Will is he always defends. He always gives effort. He cuts without the ball. He plays the right way. He's wise beyond his years in terms of his approach, and he's a great kid, great kid. And so over the long haul, that will be good. But, you know, he was the 56th pick. So, I mean, I think the games that he's kicked in, it's like how they find Quentin Post and Trace and Guy Santos and Will Richard is pretty remarkable. But for all young guys in sports, consistency, doing it game in, game out, week in, week out, month in, month out. And for rookies in the NBA, you can see Caleb Love. Hey, 1-for-12, can't make a shot, 0-for-7 on threes. Next game, 26 points. You know, Will, 30 points in Sacramento. Then the next game, hey, 2 or 4 points. Like, that's just the life of a rookie in the league.
Well, then let's talk about a veteran. But, Bob, I know earlier you were talking about how your broadcast deals with who's here, not who's not here. But I do want to ask you something about someone who's not here because I'm scratching my head. I don't know all of these salary cap rules and everything, but I feel like the world was told that Seth Curry was joining the Warriors in, like, early November, and he's not here yet. What do you know what the plan is? What's going on there?
No, that'd be above my pay grade. Yeah. I know that, you know, when you get into first apron and second apron and this many days and this many dollars and all that stuff, it all matters. And it matters for signing guys and 10-day guys and two-way guys and all that stuff. I understand a lot of it, but not to the point where that's we got six people in the front office, Mike and his whole staff that handle that stuff.
Well, let me ask you this way then. Both him and D'Anthony Melton, who is really starting a nice ramp up and things seem like they're on a good track, how much do you think those two guys could help whenever they arrive?
Well, D'Anthony Melton's going to be a monster acquisition. I mean, that getting D'Anthony Melton ready to roll and having him travel with us on this last trip was great. One, just to see him because he's a good dude. But D'Anthony Melton, if you remember early last year, is the perfect pairing with Steph Curry because he can handle it, so Steph doesn't have to handle it all the time. He's long as a guard and is a really good defender, so Steph can be cross-matched against maybe a guy who's not a monster scorer and take some of the pressure off there. Melton can hit threes, so he's another spacer on the floor, and he's just generally tough. And we know that from all the series that he played against the Warriors when he was with Memphis and stuff. So I think D'Anthony Melton, I can't wait for him to play because I love so much of what he did last year in terms of the pairing. And then now Pajemski and Moses and others, guys are slotted into making your second unit and other combos for Steve even more lethal. So, and then for Seth, if they end up working out whatever the numbers are and the people that handle that will handle that, that's just another shooter, and you can never have enough shooting because you put Seth Curry out at career 46, 45%, someone has to guard him. You know, and that's that you can't like, oh, we're going to leave that guy open. Oh, yeah, he's going to hit six threes in your face. So those enough shooting and then a great two-way player like Melton, like, amen. Like, that would be great to for the ads because it's a very, very, very long season because you guys know the Warriors were 26 and 25. They lost in Utah. They had traded Wiggins. Then they went on a run, win 48 games, beat, you know, Houston in round one, and they were a Steph Curry hamstring away from playing OKC in the Western Finals. So that's how seasons can, you know, turn on a dime.
Bob Fitzgerald, voice of the Warriors here on 95.7 The Game. It's Willard and Dibs. You mentioned pods a little bit earlier in your answer, and a lot of fans, and it might be slander, it's their opinion, so I guess it can't be slander. It's not intentionally harmful, but give the fans your up-close view of pods and maybe try to assuage, if I may, some of their concerns over just how pods is playing.
What are their concerns?
That he is a negative player and that Steve loves him more than he actually should. And, you know, Steve only plays him because he's one of Steve's pets. And that he really doesn't do anything out there, Bob. He does nothing, Bob.
So the guy who led the team in plus-minus last year does nothing on the floor?
I actually use that. I weaponize that stat constantly, Bob. I'm speaking for the lunatic fringe here, Bob, because I'm Team Pods, not only because he is a great Valkyries correspondent for us, but I actually see some of the nuance of what he does. But what do you see? Talk to the fans, Bob.
Well, I mean, if we're going to live in an alternate reality where someone who has the highest plus minus on the team isn't a good player, I don't really know where to begin the discussion. You know, so I think Brandon is one of those players where he is such a good connector off of Draymond and off of Steph and off of Jimmy. He's not a solo artist. You know, he's going to lead the league in charges or be second. You know, he missed, you know, a couple games last year that he missed, so he finished second. But he's going to draw charges. He's going to make and swing the ball correctly. He's going to score enough. He's going to be tough. He's going to rebound for a guard like very few guards do in this league, and he's 22 years old. So sign me up for Brandon Pajemski. I'll take him on my team any day, anytime.
Well, Bob, I think you do. Like, the dynamic that's in play here, while it may not make sense from an X's and O's standpoint, some of this, for I think some fans, does stem from the things that Brandon has said preseason. The, you know, confidence in a pro athlete, duh. They've all got it. But, for instance, to go so far as to say you hope to be better than Steph Curry someday, I just think that there's a little bit of an eye roll or a distaste for some fans, and it comes maybe more from that than it does what's actually happening on the basketball court.
Yeah, I mean, it's – you know, I have three kids. When they were young, they all said stupid things. And when I was young, I said stupid things. And in my middle age, I said stupid things. And probably tomorrow, I will say stupid things. So I don't really get all hot and bothered on stuff. You know, I think athletes are in a tough box. If they do the one game at a time, yada, 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 they're boring and dull and have no personality. Mm-hmm. If they say too much, they should shut up and say less. So how do they win? I think that's the tough part for all the athletes in sports and the scrutiny that they have on a day-to-day basis.
Bob, I'm interested in your comment earlier that 9-9 is kind of what you had expected, and maybe actually January is when this team will really have things loosen up schedule-wise. But I know a lot of us have been looking at this homestand where the back-to-backs go away, maybe some opponents you can handle a little bit easier. Is it fair for a fan to look at, I don't know, maybe even tonight and say, you know, starting tonight, you'd like to see some progress with whatever they're doing?
Oh, for sure. No, that's totally fair. I mean, they had their first practice in 3 weeks this weekend. You know, so, yeah, I mean, tonight Now you got Houston on Wednesday, and then you've got, you know, New Orleans on Saturday, and then you got OKC next week. So you're going to see some head knockers, you know, coming up. But I think they need to play better basketball. I mean, they've lost three in a row, and that's not the Warriors at their best. So I think it's totally fair to say let's go tonight. But I do think I've said this to 1,000 people just privately, is you tell me what our record is flying home December 31st from Charlotte, and I will tell you what the final record's going to be. If we're alive and surviving by December 31st, the schedule and the way stuff sets up for 2026 is going to put them in good stead. If we get crushed and beaten up by December 31st, then you got some sprinting to do to kind of get back in the mix.
Well,
I saw that in August. I was like, how are we playing 20 games in 70 days on the road? Like, how is that even possible? And then, oh, wait, we play the second half of the road schedule in 102 days? Okay. That works out a little bit better, because maybe you want an older team to have stuff spaced out and be less rigorous in the scheduling for the second half of the season. If you had your druthers, that's probably how you'd want to do that. So that's just, you have to, you know, you have to play them all. You're going to play 41 home, 41 road. But the sequencing on it, at least in the beginning, has been very, very odd.
If not before, we'll call you on New Year's Eve to find out what the Warrior record's going to be at the end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. But, you know, they're going to be in the mix. They're going to be fun to watch, as they always are. And then come April, we're going to take attendance for all the teams in the West and see who's healthy, who's ready to roll, and have one knockdown, drag-out, seven-game series first round, no matter who you're playing in the West. I can guarantee you that.
Bob, have a great call tonight, man. Thank you so much.
All right, and Dibs, get away from the lunatic fringe.
At
some point in your life, just go, these people, you know, it's, if someone's at the street corner screaming about the end of the world, you don't stop and talk to them for 2 hours. You say, I'm pretty sure tomorrow the sun's going to come up. And you keep it moving.
Kerr loves pods too much, Bob. He's playing him too much.
Hang in there, guys. I'm always around. Right. Give me a buzz whenever you need.
Bob Fitzgerald, TV voice of the Warriors. All right, we have arrived at that time. It's Warriors Live Time. Warriors and Jazz coming up in just over an hour. That's what's coming up. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Grandy standing by with Warriors Live. You want to do it again tomorrow?
I can't wait.
Yeah, I think we should do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
hopefully it's a victory Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday for Dibs, for Grandy, for Tim, for Matt, for everybody else back at the studio helping out. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.